In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Indiana Jones, one of the favorite movies of my youth. The story of Indiana trying to find the Holy Grail, the cup used by Christ during the Last Supper. And whoever drank of it would drink healing into their bodies. So the movie twists and turns, and the hero comes to a canyon led by his guidebook. And what's he going to do? Is he going to take a step of faith that the guidebook tells him to do? "You must believe, son," the father is yelling to him. And so the camera focuses on this path, and he takes a step onto a stone, and it's a bridge, and Indiana is on his way. Sooner or later, you and I, we don't know when, we will all come to this great canyon, this impossible, massive canyon called death. How are we going to take that step of faith into the thin air and cross the canyon of death? Only Jesus shows us the way to cross the canyon of death. And today we see the most miraculous sign of raising Lazarus from death. Lazarus is dead. And we hear his great claim, "I am the resurrection." So we can cross with courage the canyon. John chapter 11, verse 3. Lazarus is very sick, right? Mary and Martha and Lazarus live in Bethany, east of Jerusalem. And they send for Jesus. Jesus loves them. "The one that you love is sick. Just drop everything, Jesus. There's no time to waste." And so they look for his arrival, waiting. "Hold on, Laz. Jesus is on his way. He's coming." But Jesus never comes. It's a shocker. Jesus doesn't come to heal, to pray, to encourage. He doesn't even come for the funeral. When you ask and he doesn't show up, what's up with that? Verse 5 and 6, Jesus got the memo, and he stayed 2 days longer where he was. He lingers. He shuffles his feet. When you love someone, and they're on their deathbed, you drop everything, and you get there. Not Jesus. 4 days. In Jewish thought, Jews believed that when someone died, the soul would hover over the body for 3 days. Possibly within those 3 days, the soul and the body would reunite and come back to life. But by the 4th day, it was over. Death was irreversible. So Jesus waits to the 4th day. After Lazarus has been dead. And now we can put it together. This is why Jesus waits. He doesn't want just a normal miracle. No, he wants to show beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is God. And he waits until then and shows that he has absolute control over our last enemy, which is, of course, death. So the funeral is over and done. The body's buried. The grave is sealed. Martha is hurt deeply. "If you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Or, Lord, if you'd shown up, this disaster would not have happened." Have you ever felt that way? You're in good company. "Where were you, Lord? My brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my grandmother, my friend, my neighbor, my co-worker would not have died. Been at the hospital, someone's on a ventilator. You've been at the funeral, the grave site, kissing the casket. Lord, where were you? Jesus was a no-show. He wasn't there. He dawdled. Jesus with the holds is healing, but he never, never does he withhold his love and affection. Never forget that. You will ask for a miracle? It may not come. But Jesus will never withhold his deep and abiding love for you. Jesus then says something that no one has ever said. No great politician, no great leader, no king ever said, I am the resurrection and the life. Martha agrees, but she doesn't get the impact. Martha believed the dead would rise on the last day. Jesus is saying, I am offering resurrection and life today. Right here, right now. Your brother is going to rise. Martha doesn't believe that he has that kind of power. A pep talk can rally your team, but only Jesus can deal with your greatest dilemma. And that's the claim. Jesus said it. I am the resurrection and the life. Next, we have the shortest verse in the Bible. Right? Jesus wept. He cried. This verse means everything. Jesus, this is the force. Jesus began to and continued to cry. Jesus weeps and he keeps on weeping. Imagine the scene. Jesus is on enemy turf at the cemetery. Bring it on, death. He has the power to deal with death, and he has the compassion to do it. We have a Savior who is on enemy's turf. 4 days later, he orders the gravestone to be removed. Don't do that, Martha says. You don't want to do that. She still doesn't get it. She doesn't realize that this is Jesus who has complete and absolute control over death. And this leads to what he is going to say. He calls to his father. Jesus calls for Lazarus to come out. And deep within that cave, Lazarus starts to move. His heart starts to beat. His fingers start to move. And he stands up. John chapter 11, 44 tells us the dead man came out, wrapped with strips of linen. The dead man came out. Get this point. The dead man came out. This is unheard of. This is the turning point in John's gospel. There has been found a chink in death's armor. Life and death are facing off, and life wins. Life and death are facing each other, and life wins. The resurrection and the life wins. Christ did it, and he will do it again. You know it. He promised. And he showed that he can do it. He will say it. He will say, come out. And all baptized believers who believe in the full forgiveness of sins, Jesus will say, come out. And dead people like us will come out. Our hearts will beat. Mummified people will stand up alive. And our bodies will be transformed to perfect bodies. Unlike Lazarus, who eventually died again. Our bodies will be eternal, imperishable, never to die again. In all of our journeys, sooner or later, young or old, we will come like Indiana Jones to this canyon of death. In the prime of our lives, or later, we will come to this canyon and it will look impossible. It makes us scared. Most of the world doesn't even want to think about it. And what does Jesus say? Take a step into the darkness, a step of faith towards me. Walk towards me. Take it toward Jesus. To him who began and continues to weep, the one who took the cup of God's wrath and drank it, all of it, for you. The one who washes away your sins, who lived and died for you. And on the day that you die, the day that I die, do you know what he will say when he welcomes you and me straight from his heart to yours? I am the resurrection and the life. And we will say, Alleluia. In Jesus' name, Amen.